Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They got a nice healthy lead here in their division, 4.5 up on the Phils. They've got the best run differential in baseball. They are absolutely destroying people in Queens. Like, they have a really good early season home vibe. And by the way, they're finally healthy. And, you know, Alvarez going deep his first game back. McNeil looking like he's squaring up the ball pretty well. So it just makes the lineup more circular. I mean, all right, I get it. So Juan Soto's not hitting 303 with an OPS of 990 and top three for the MVP. Pete's doing that.
Yeah.
Pete's doing it for him. Right. So I get it. I think there would be more sizzle and more buzz, like if Soto was in the middle of this really, really good start. But I think in a lot of ways, to me, it makes me feel even better about the Mets because I know that Juan Soto's going to start heating up at some point.
Which logically, that makes sense. You and I have had this conversation. Would you rather have the start that they've had or Soto doing what we expected him to do and Pete being the slow starter? You'd rather this because you know that Soto is going to get going eventually, and we didn't know that Pete had this level of performance or production in him. But I think, well, I would be lying to you, and I believe Met fans are lying to themselves, kind of overlooking Soto's slow start. That was the one known thing. It was the most exciting acquisition that they've made in the history of the franchise. Nobody thought he was going to have a slow start. And I'm not saying he's, you know, been awful, and I do think he's starting to look a little bit better now.
He is.
Putting together a batch, you saw a little bit of that shuffle the other day, so I think Soto's starting to get back, and maybe this is where he takes off here.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, Mets fans be lying to themselves, this is not what you wanted from Juan Soto. It's a month now, one full month,
mm-hmm.
and he has not been anything close to what the expectation was, and that is preventing me, and I do think a lot of other Mets fans, from really being pedal to the metal excited about this team and the possibility.
I get it. See, Soto's the shiny new toy.
Yeah.
I think because Pete's been so great that it's filled that void. Because Pete's their guy. Pete's your guy. You know, Soto popped in. He's going to be here for a long time. But eventually, Soto's going to be your guy as well.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be a Met for, in all probability, the rest of his career, unless those opt-outs would ever kick in. But I get it. Well, you know, if we were sitting here in March, yeah, hey, Mets will be 29, by the way, and all the things we ran through, run differential, 4.5 game lead, blah, 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 12-1 at home, best start ever. You would just have to naturally assume that Juan Soto's in the middle of everything. And maybe Pete was kind of being pulled along by him and Lindor, Soto and Lindor, maybe
sure.
Vientos as well. But the fact that, I'm talking about just from an energy and aesthetical view of the season, because we all know they're playing good baseball. I think the fact that Pete's been so awesome, and temper, it's not going to go on like this forever, but for me, it should feel the void of the desire to see Soto explode. I know this isn't what you paid for. I know this. I know maybe not you.
Yeah.
I don't think you. But I know there's a boatload of Met fans. They can't wait to repurpose Soto, second home run of the game, have fun with the Yankees. They are waiting on that. And I think they're a little frustrated that they haven't had a chance to do that yet. But Pete's always been their guy. And I think that that has to fill any sort of, you know, lack of satisfaction from what you're getting from Juan Soto right now, I would think.
Maybe. It doesn't for me. I'll tell you this. It's great to have this start, right? Because the opposite we've seen too many times where the Mets slow starters or, I don't know, a game over 500 not pulling away. So this is great. Nobody is saying that it isn't. But the number one thing that I was looking forward to this season was Juan Soto. I'd be lying to you otherwise. I didn't believe in the rotation to the extent that it's done. That's been great. I didn't believe Pete Alonso would do anything close to what he's done so far. I was looking forward to Juan Soto having his presence felt immediately and getting excited about the mega star that the Mets finally landed. So while the 20-9 start is great, the run differential, the pitching, all the Alonso, all the things that you mentioned, that's great. But really, in April, it doesn't mean a whole lot. Just because you're the first of 20 doesn't mean you're going to win 100 or win the division. Now, I like the way that it's going, and I feel good about all that stuff, but I wanted to get excited about Juan Soto. I've been waiting for it. You know I've been saying it since the opening game, since opening week, since opening day at Citi Field, all the above. Okay, now's going to be the time. Now's going to be the time. It's a full month. I'm not picking on him. I'm just telling you that it's preventing me from true fulfillment and excitement through the first month of the year because there's one glaring thing missing. Even with the homestand, perfect homestand.
Yeah.
Not in my mind. It was a near perfect homestand. One thing missing. Juan Soto's first home run at Citi Field as a Met. Maybe that comes in these next three games. I think that it will, but I've been thinking he's going to hit a home run for a while. But that's the one thing that's missing. It's not a huge deal. It's not sound the alarms, but I want to see Juan. I want to get excited about Juan Soto.
Let's see some dancing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing that's prevented. You heard Steve Cohen yesterday when he was on that. Okay, he was on the podcast at the show, I think, with Joel Sherman and John Heyman.
I heard it, yeah.
He's been on with them.
About Soto.
Yeah, Cohen's been on with them a couple times talking about Soto. He's not worried about Juan and the things that he is. Yeah, I get it. Like, I don't know if anybody's worried. Even when I was criticizing him a couple of weeks ago, I wasn't worried about him. But it is.
It's a little frustrating. I get it.
It's been a full month. He's been nothing close to what he was with the Yankees to start.
I got news for you. There is a chance that when it's all said and done, Juan Soto has a less than stellar first year with the Mets. Matter of fact, I'd start to bet on that. I'd start to like trend that direction at this
point. See, that would be still surprising and very disappointing.
Well, again, I don't mean like 246, like that one outlier that he had with the Padres. This very well might be a 280-ish kind of year. Instead of 40-plus doubles, 35. Instead of 35 home runs, 29. Instead of 109 RBIs like he had a year ago, which tied a career high, you know, 102, 101, 97. But that, I don't want to say it should matter because I get what you're saying. But think about the questions that we all had, Met fans, just baseball observers, whatever, about the Mets team coming into the season, things that we genuinely didn't know how they would go. How would Pete respond to being back?
Check. Okay.
How would Vientos respond to now the league figuring him out? A little very bumpy early, start to show some signs stabilizing.
Yeah.
Okay, how would they be able to navigate Alvarez's injury? Fine, they've got the best record in baseball. McNeil gets hurt, big damn deal, means nothing. Acuña actually played very well. The staff, Manaea goes down. All right, is there enough? You know, all these things that we talk about, the lab and what Hefner's doing. Could you get enough depth? Now, I get it. The bullpen's getting a little leaky here.
But still, that's expected.
Exactly.
And they still have guys that they could go to in the minors. Daniel Nunez is one that comes to mind. You know, Minter being out potentially could be an alarm.
That could be an
issue.
Diaz,
who knows what's going on with him. Bullpen is still, it's been near perfect. But there's some question marks there, but I still think they'll be okay.
There are, but we had more questions, at least I did, about the Mets rotation than we did about the Mets bullpen coming into the season. I say all this because, you know, would Lindor get off to a good start? Hitting 300.
Jack, I know.
I mean, so how would the Mets now respond to being hunted rather than being the hunter? Hey, listen, Mets, they got Soto. Mets were a playoff team. Mets were almost in the World Series. The league knows that. They've got the best record in baseball.
Swept
the Phillies, and it was very much in excruciating, demoralizing fashion, that last one.
Yeah.
So I think that this is just a big picture, macro view of the Mets. I don't think that you can ask for anything more.
Well,
because you have to trust that Soto's going to have a month where he goes 340, 350. Come on.
But there is one thing. Like, of all those boxes, if you say, okay, starting pitching, check. Bullpen, check. Lindor start, check. Alonso question marks, check, check.
Yep.
Competition in the NL East, check. Playing well at home, check. Like, they have checked almost every single box.
Yeah, except the one that you're really waiting
to
check.
Except the one that I wanted the most. I want to see Soto go nuts. That's it. I'm very happy with everything. There's just one thing missing. It's the one thing that I wanted the most.
Well, listen, if he has a big week, he'll catch Grisham in the power department.
See? No. That's exactly right. Ben Rice, Grisham.
Well, Brian, Ben's got a little quiet here.
Yeah.
Listen, this to me, now from my perspective, this is perfect. This is what I wanted. I wanted the Mets to be good because I want to have relevant baseball. I want both teams to be in the playoffs. And you bet your ass I wanted to see Juan Soto scuff a little bit, of course.
Right.
Now, if he was scuffling to the point where it was a detriment to what they could achieve this season, I'm not saying I wouldn't have a little fun with you guys and take a little, you know, joy on air or some shots on air, but I genuinely want the Yanks and the Mets to be very good this year, and they're going to be. They're both very the Mets are the best record of baseball. Yankees are a little flawed here, but they keep winning for the most part outside of last night. This is good, but I love seeing them scuffle. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, that's it's just
come on. I love the collars. Give me another 0-for-4.
It's extremely frustrating to me that everything else, even like you talked about, they're getting healthy. The pitching has been great without Manaea, who's going to come back, or Montas. Like, everything is all set up. And
perfect start.
And you'd rather this. If you were going to say anybody to have a slow start, it would be Soto because he's the one guy that nobody has any question marks about. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, you'd be like,
problem then?
Alonso, I don't know. Vientos, I don't know.
All right,
because I just want to see him go nuts. That's killing me.
Maybe he's not healthy.
BT and Sal, no.
I don't say that. I don't mess around with injury. Sincerely, maybe he's a little nicked up. I mean, he's missed a lot of pitches that he should hit this year.
I didn't even blame him for the pop-up. I think he's 100% healthy. I don't think it's that. I didn't blame him for the pop-up in that awful loss the other day. Didn't even overreact to that. I'm good here with the Mets. There's just once that happens, then I think all the moment. I'm going to be intolerable once that happens. Wow. Once Soto starts going nuts, then the momentum and energy to me, it just caves in and really takes them to another level of legitimacy. And then, much like we talked about with the Knicks or the Yankees forever, it'll be about the postseason.
Real fast, before we get these calls here, I know Met fans are fired up. I'm curious how they react, by the way, what's been said so far. Very interesting, because I think some will be with you. I think some will very much disagree. So I had to take my son something with baseball yesterday early, and I get back, and I'm obviously listening to the Mets in the car when I drop them off, and then but I got it like mid-inning, and I didn't get any sort of score, any sort of stats. I look at the box. I'm like, God, it was 12-0. Whatever the hell the score was. I'm like, don't tell me Soto has 5 RBIs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go right. My eyes go right to Soto on my phone. I'm like, what? All right, good. He's pretty quiet. Oh, wow. Nimmo's having a bit. Good for Nimmo. You know, I've been critical. Yeah. As long as Soto's not going bonkers. Hey, Mets, keep winning. I want to see him quiet for a little bit. I'm not going to lie. That I like.
BT and Sal, all the fan or friends of Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Rob is in Tom's River starting us off. What's up, Rob?
What's up, boys? I always lead the show off. I love it. Couple things. So I am not at all worried, Sal, about Juan Soto. I mean, right off the top of my head, you can name a multitude of guys who have gotten off to less than stellar starts with this team and have become legends. Piazza, Beltran, Lindor.
Worried, though, just to be clear, I'm not worried either. I'm frustrated. Are you frustrated with Soto's start?
I'm annoyed. I don't think frustrated is the right
word.
Annoyed.
I'm annoyed. Is fair. Okay.
I'm annoyed because you can tell he's right there, and I think he's just pressing because of the deal. And the same thing happened with Lindor in his first year. He got $340 million before he saw a major league pitch with this team and pressed the whole first year. So I'm in the mindset to give the guy a pass the entire first year, like BT just said, if he has a less than stellar first year with the team.
You're more lenient than I am.
I guess. I mean, I don't 15 years from now, we're going to look back at this and say, wow, you know, the guy's putting on a Met hat in the Hall of Fame. And I truly believe that. What I really wanted to touch on, and let me preface this by saying, I think Mendy is going to be, you know, one of the top three managers in the history of this team. I worry a little bit, and you saw the signs in this series about him going on autopilot and being a little bit outside of himself. Not replacing McNeil for defense in the inning where he booted the ground ball.
Talking about Friday night? Friday night?
Yeah.
He's got to get that ball. That was gross.
McNeil's easily been
a four-game sweep.
But McNeil's not a bad defensive player, Rob. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. I'm not worried about Mendy. I think Mendy's a terrific manager. And when you manage with your gut like that, a lot of the times, and he's taking all the info in and the data as well, but yeah, some moves are going to come out in favor. Some moves aren't. I think Mendy is the perfect guy for this Mets team.
He's doing a really good job. I like him. You know that. I guess the question for me is, are the things that we've seen so far for the Mets, are they real enough? And I'm asking you. I want you to answer this.
Right.
Are they real enough to withstand a Carlos Beltran type year one from Soto?
No, I don't.
That's the money question right there.
Twofold. I do think that the pitching will survive. I do think that the lineup will be okay. I do not believe the Mets can win a World Series without Juan Soto being Juan Soto.
Okay,
to me is a non-negotiable.
Okay, but think about this. There are two very different aspects. Juan Soto, let's just say Juan Soto hits .279 with 26 home runs and an OPS of .880. Not horrendous, but not what you're paying for. Guess what? clean slate.
Postseason, he's going to go nuts. No, I know.
He could.
I really think, we talked about this weeks ago. Hey, we were the first to talk about it where Soto was pressing. That's a few weeks ago. Then I was criticizing him for flat out struggling through 20-something games. It was, oh, it's only 20 games. Oh, it's only, well, now it's 30 games. Now, I do think he's going to start. He's starting to look a little bit better. I do really think, though, it's going to go two ways. He's either going to kick it into gear starting May 16th, which is only now a couple of weeks away, Friday night at Yankee Stadium, or it's going to go the other way. And if he doesn't perform well in that series, then maybe we could be looking at a down year. I'm still not even at the point that he's going to have a down year like Lindor in his first year or Beltran. I'm not there yet. I still think he's going to put up big numbers.
Okay, and he might. But if he doesn't, do you think they could absorb this enough to win the division?
No.
I'm probably with you on that as well.
Not to win. I mean, they could, but no, I don't think so.
So they need him to join the party. Not just for Sal's fun, but for them, because everything else might not be 100% true.
You're already starting to see some leaks in the bullpen.
Yeah.
The rotation, you know, could get better when it gets shot in the arm with Manaea coming back, but at some point you would think it come back down.
Well, I don't know. I thought the rotation last year was going to be terrible.
Right.
Dead wrong. I gave them more of a chance.
Worse on paper.
Yes, but it's even better on paper in terms of the results. I mean, every night you look up, McGill's got 9 whiffs, Holmes has 9 whiffs, no runs.
Is McGill
going
to pitch to a 1 ERA, though?
But he might pitch to a 2-9 or a 3-1.
Remember, too, the starters going short taxes the bullpen. So it's a thing that's been working almost perfectly for a month. I don't know how sustainable that is. Good news is they're going to get some guys back, which should help. I still think they'll be okay, but I think it'll level out a little bit. I think Alonso's going to level out a little bit.
Yeah, he is. He's not hitting 337.
Well,
I mean, that's...
Okay, so it's fair to assume that even if he hits 300...
He's going to have a month where he hits 190, 202, and what happens in that month will probably shape maybe if they win the division.
So that's why I say that, no, I don't think they can win the division without Soto. Nick is on Staten Island. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Good morning.
Hello.
Two quick points. Mm-hmm. Last year, the Yankees got off to this big hot start, and it was because of their pitching staff. They were all overachieving. And this year it's the opposite, and it seems like that's what's going on with the Mets. And I don't know if I'm going to see that lasting the entire season. They're definitely going to come back to earth.
Well, Nick, hold on a second, Nick. Nick, it's a little different than the Yankees. And you're right. Like, Nestor was great last year, and they kept the starting pitching kept them in it when Judge was awful and Gerrit Cole was out. But the Yankees... you know, it's a little different for the Mets situation because this seems to me now the strength of the Mets organization, their ability to identify pitching and then coach them up.
Right, it's been a constant with them. What's your second point, Nick?
Second point is I'm a Yankee fan and I root for the Mets still, but Soto coming from Yankee Stadium behind Judge, I do not.
Hold on, I got to stop. Wait. It's one thing to not root against that. You root for them. You're not a Yankee fan.
I think that's okay. We're perfectly okay.
If
they play the Yankees, it's on. But
what concession? Good job, Nick. Way to start rooting for the Yankees.
I like to see New York teams win.
That, Nick. But, you want to root for the Mets to win? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Soto
is not going to hit the way he did in Yankee Stadium and Citi Field. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, Soto is dominated, and thank you for the call, Nick. We had hopped through the numbers a couple of...
good luck to your Mets tonight. No, I'm just kidding.
And Yankees. we had Hoff do the numbers a couple of weeks ago, whatever it was, last week maybe. His home runs in City Field, I forget what it was exactly, but let's say in 30 games as a visitor at City Field, he had like 12 home runs.
He's always hit well there.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm not worried about the ball. You know, until he put on a Met uniform, he hasn't really been great there. But I'm not worried about the ballpark. I'm not worried about the lack of protection in the lineup. Just something with Soto has seemed off to start. I think he was just pressing a little bit. Maybe he'll start to come out of it. It's great, though, the fact, if you were to tell me that he was going to be pressing and put up these numbers, A, I'd be like, what are you, out of your mind? No chance. B, I'd be like, oh, the Mets aren't going to be very good.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he has struggled, and even his struggling is better than most, still getting on base for Alonso to drive him in, all those different things. But the fact that he hasn't been himself and they're 29, the best record in baseball, I think that's a great thing.
Well, it is, for sure. You're talking about what it looks like. It's like you go to watch, it's a little different the way we consume movies these days. Like, remember the days of the old summer blockbusters?
Yeah.
You couldn't wait to see, whatever movie it was during the summer as a kid. That's when they released the big ones. And, I think many people, led by Soto and him exploding early, thought the Mets would be like a summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
Now, they might be in terms of wins, but the script could be a little different. Listen, I think he's starting to look a lot better in the box, which is good because he's starting to look a little worse in the field.
Will you stop it, dude? His arm is great. That was Tyrod Taylor's fault the other day. He's a center fielder. Take charge.
Which one? The one in the sun, the one at the wall a couple days before?
I'm not worried about the one at the wall. About. Tough play. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Everybody thinks eventually will come around, and that thing is Juan Soto.
Yeah, he will. He will. I don't think he'll come around, but I also didn't think this coming into the season. I think last year, I don't want to say it's going to go down as his best season ever. When you look back at the long, distinguished career of Juan Soto, I think that's a little unfair. He's in the middle of his prime here, just entering in. I do think he'll have seasons where he has more than 109 RBIs. I think he might have a year or two where he hits 315, 318, 320. Again, it's been a while since he's done that. But I thought there'd be a slight trail off, and not necessarily just the Judge factor that some lean on, but he's got to be better than this, and he will be. And when he is, well, the other components look to be real enough, which was my only question coming into the season. I thought the Mets would be a high 80s win total and probably a playoff team. I mean, right now you got to push more chips in the table and say they're better than that.
Forget even the comparisons to the Yankee Soto. His career OPS is 948.
Yep.
His OPS is 787.
Listen.
His career on base is 420. His on base so far is 378. His career batting average, 284. His batting average is 257. And that's with the uptick. He's got three homers and 12 ribbies. Brandon Nimmo had two homers and nine ribbies yesterday. I mean, Brandon
Nimmo. Maybe you should flip Nimmo and Soto.
I'm just saying.
Drop him.
Brandon Nimmo, who has had a brutal start to the year.
Oh, he's been wretched.
Had two homers with nine ribbies yesterday. Soto's got three homers and 12 ribbies on the year.
I felt good for Nimmo, by the way.
Me too.
Who knows what this does for his confidence, but even along the way, what was it? What game was it when Torrens was able to hit and Mendy didn't pull him.
Yeah,
and,
for Nimmo, yeah.
And you would think that you would get the lefty-righty with Nimmo. Yep. Nimmo stayed on the bench, and he got the hit, and he was up on the top step, on the step of the dugout clapping. So he's remained engaged. We know he's a great teammate. I'm not a huge fan of his skill set. I think he's lost what he was as a player by trying to jack the ball. I think he's kind of changed it. I just think changed who he is. But it was good. He's a good dude, and he's a grinder. He's important to this team. So, listen, if that unlocks him yesterday, then that's something else you got to go for.
He's been hitting the ball hard. Mendy said the same thing. Now, they did move him down in the lineup. I mean, he started the year as the cleanup hitter. He was batting sixth yesterday. But he's been hitting the ball hard, which is why I like him squaring it up. And it was nice and refreshing to see. I wanted, though, that 10th ribby. It was the only reason to watch that game yesterday because he was on the verge of a record. Do you remember the last time a Met had 9 RBI in a game?
I know Kingman did it, I want to say, in 1976.
He had 9?
What, did he have 8?
I don't remember, but there was only one.
Hold on, I'll get this. Hold on. Kingman shared the record. I think it was Delgado. It was Carlos Delgado.
Yes. Do you remember the game?
It was against the Yankees?
Oh, it was. At Yankee Stadium, it was.
Yeah, one of the many highlights. We get championship. You guys remember Carlos Delgado explosions.
But yesterday I did want to see him go for the 10th.
Me
and
too.
They had Ahmed Rosario in there pitching.
I know.
And Vientos clears the bases with a three-run homer right before Nimmo.
I was watching that live. I had a little time to get a workout in the base, but I had that on. I want to see him get back up and do some that. That was, by the way, the bottom of the 8th was brutal.
Yeah, I know.
How many pitches did that dude throw? 50?
That's a tough watch. You'd rather have competitive games, although I did enjoy it from a Mets perspective. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Dave is in Jersey Shore. What's up, Dave?
Hey, you doing, guys? You know, I love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to say, what you call it, you know, there's one man that I respect his opinion, and Keith Hernandez said we have nothing to worry about. You know, he mentioned it a couple of times. You know, if you watch the games like I do, he's made a lot of really hard-hit balls for outs. You know,
That's awesome.
I mean, it's coming off his bat over 100 miles an hour, but right at somebody. You know, give him a chance.
But Dave, you're not understanding because you listen to the show and we appreciate that. Not one of us.
Yeah. No, don't cut me off.
I won't cut you off, but I just want to reiterate here. Not one of us once said we are worried about Juan Soto. So where are you getting worried from? What I said was I'm angry, I'm annoyed, I'm frustrated. Those are different things than worried.
I'm not angry because they're winning, all right? Let me get that. And, you know, I'm the guy who called like a couple of weeks ago to let you know about that guy Coco, Alonzo, you know. So you were wrong about that. So, you know, I'm not saying that you're wrong about this. It's just your opinion. And everybody's got one, but I have no problem with
so you're enjoying Soto's start to his Mets career. You're enjoying it.
It's going to get better. It can only get better.
Let me jump in for a second. I think what you're doing is you're conflating two different points.
Right.
Nobody's arguing, just to reiterate what Sal just said, because we both agree, me and Sal think the same thing on this. No one's arguing he's going to be a lot better at some point. But are you actually enjoying watching Juan Soto so far? That's all he's saying. Yes or no?
He's had a lot of good at bats. I just hope
like
he doesn't turn into another Bobby Bonilla.
You what?
I just hope he doesn't turn into another Bobby Bonilla.
Dave!
Bobby Bonilla?
Dave!
Woo!
So you said you're enjoying Soto's at-bats.
Loved him as a Pirate, loved him as a Met.
You're not worried about it because Keith Hernandez said not to worry about it, so you respect his opinion. And yet you say, not me, not BT, you say, you hope he doesn't turn into another Bobby Bonilla.
I haven't liked him with the Orioles. Didn't do much against the Yankees back in the day. I like Bobby Bo. Bronx guy, good dude.
Dave, nothing you said just made sense. Nothing. Oh, again, man. To reiterate, because I don't...
Some people don't hear it. What do you want to? I mean, it is what it is. Some people don't hear it.
I feel like most people don't hear it. I'm not worried about Soto. BT is not worried about Soto. All I'm saying is it's the one thing missing from me fully enjoying the season. It was the one thing that I wanted to see coming into the season, to be excited about Juan Soto, the new shiny toy, the mega superstar that I begged and pleaded to get for a year and a half. I'm on my hands and knees, King Cohen this, King Cohen that. I want Juan Soto. Right now, Juan Soto is not Juan Soto. That's all I'm saying. The guy's got 3 homers, 12 RBIs. All his numbers are far below his career averages. And you got people misunderstanding that from being annoyed or frustrated or, you know, impatient with Soto versus worried. They're two totally different things.
Yes, and I am enjoying some of the struggles for Juan Soto. I mean, how could you not be? Come on, man. I mean, I'm not going out there tweeting and stuff, but every time I see a pop-up or a roll over to second base, I'm like, all right, buddy. But by the way, if you do a little bit of a deeper dive here, his numbers, this obviously is going to portend, and he's starting to get more hits the last couple of games here. This portends to me, I think, a massive May. 92nd percentile average exit velo, 85% hard hit rate, 95% squared up rate, 92% chase rate, 95% walk rate, 84% K rate. So it's not like, all right, I know the numbers are not what you thought they would be. Nobody thought he'd be hitting 250, whatever it is at this point. But the background data tells you, when people say he's hit a few hard balls at people, like, that's not nonsense. That's not an excuse. That is backed up by data.
Yeah, I've also seen him strike out a ton. I've also seen him hit into double plays. So, yeah, he's going to go nuts. We know it.
Yeah, but he hasn't really struck out a ton, Sal. And I think the average major league strikeout percentage rate is 25%. He's at 15. He's 85%.
He struck out 19 times. He's walked 21.
No, the ratio is not good for him. But what I'm saying is, but his walks are even lower because he's only, either way, I'm not trying to dilute you with numbers.
His best year, 2022... let's see, even 2021, where he led the league in walks. I'm just going over.
What do you have, 100?
Let's say 145 in 21, and
he had
90,
so far?
93 strikeouts.
And he's got 20 walks now?
21 walks. Right, he had 135 60, the following year, 96.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it might be a little less than what you expected. But again, it's not like he's up there and he's whiffing at a Jazz Chisholm rate, which I got to get to coming up in a little bit.
He's been better over the last week or so.
Yes,
but again, not worried, just... You know,
frustrated.
Waiting for. Now, you as a Yankee fan and other Yankee fans should be enjoying.
I am. I'm not belligerent. That's not my thing. I don't play that nonsense on social and everything. But again, I'm going to be completely transparent. Every time I see 0-for-4, I'm like, okay, there you go. Because I know it's going to change soon.
Correct.
That's just my bigger point. The wave.
I think Yankee fans are enjoying it right now because it's not hurting them yet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all right, the Mets have 20 wins. Great. That's great. But what's really going to stick the knife through the heart of Yankee fans is when Soto starts to go nuts, which is probably in part why I really want it to happen. Even less so about that, but it's the whole thing. Soto right now has been minimal. The damage, you're not even feeling it from Yankee fans. Like, all right, yeah, we got Christian, we got Rice. Soto's not doing anything. When that flips, then it's going to create even more of the Met Yankee vibe and buzz and all that stuff in this town.
Sal, I think it was always unrealistic. Again, there's varying degrees of trollmanship, if you will. But it was always going to be part of the story. Now, as the years go on and that contract gets a little deeper and deeper. Now, if the Mets win a championship, then that changes things from the Yankees' perspective. If the Yankees win before the Mets, then that kind of softens the blow. But, I mean, it's always going to be part of the puzzle. He left the Yankees. I mean, come on. We all know that.
Larry's in upstate New York. What's up, Larry?
Larry.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
It's been documented before, and one caller mentioned it. It seems like when somebody gets the bag, they're not hungry anymore. They were hungry before the bag. Now they got it. And I don't know. I know he was in the National League before, but you think going from the American League to National League pitchers has anything to do with Soto?
Nah, I think he's such a surgical approach that I don't think he's fooled. No, I think from a level of preparation, I still think he's as prepared as anybody in baseball to do his job when he steps into the box. So my answer is no.
I just want to see the Soto shuffle. I want to see the look.
They want to see him look like Judge.
I want to see the attitude. I want to see the homers. I want to see the impact.
It's coming. It's coming.
I know. All right, but it's been a full month. It's been 30 freaking games.
God, I would do it. I would pay money to get one more month like this.
Oh, no, I can't handle it. I would lose my mind. You already know what I did in April. I need a good month. I really do. I'll give you this.
Yeah.
He could struggle for another 2 weeks.
Just be ready for the Yanks, huh?
That's exactly right. Yeah. May 16th, if he doesn't park a couple on the upper deck, I'd be disappointed.
Well, imagine if we catch a Soto home run, because we're in the front row that night.
We're not going to catch it. He doesn't hit the wall scrapers. He's going to hit something.
Right now, you take a wall scraper, buddy. The best you have is a foul ball. Just
we might catch a Volpe home run. We're not catching.
Yeah, that's right. He's a sky. I got to get to him and Jazz a little bit. By the way,
I'm fine with Soto. You know, continuing this
meandering pace,
a little early season malaise,
feeling it out.
But when the volume gets turned up, and it will in the Bronx on May 16th, I want to see the best of Juan Soto. Oh my God, that is going to be some theater. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to the Yankees when we come back.
All right, so
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Seth. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
A couple of observations on the Yankees here. First of all, the American League, I think, is even worse than I thought. I really thought the American League East was going to be much better than this. Now, I'm sure it could change, but yeah, the Red Sox, middling. The Orioles are a disaster. I didn't even realize this until Kay said it during the broadcast last night. The Orioles don't have a single starting pitcher on a multi-year deal.
Yeah.
That is criminal with those young players. But anyway, here's what's bothering me about the Yankees. Yeah, it would have been nice to win last night. You had bases juiced early, you know, no score, whatever, nothing, whatever it was. Maybe even 1-0 at that point. And they come up empty. Listen, Aaron Boone's got to stop running Jazz and Volpe out there back-to-back. It ain't working. And, you know, it's one thing to say it's not working now, but based on their approaches, Sal, I don't think it's going to really work big picture because the amount of non-competitive at-bats that those two players give you on a night-to-night basis is just, I mean, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I'm not sure why Boone is sticking to that, especially when you have lineups that change all the time. It's not like it's been a set lineup and, oh, this is it, we're going to ride this out. Change the lineup all the time. So I would not have them back-to-back. We talked about this last week with those two. It's almost all. How many times are you going to see them come up with guys on second and third, nobody out or one out, back-to-back, boom. You know what's going to happen.
More often than not, we're watching the Guardians game. We're watching it happen. Bases juice, same thing.
It happens quite a bit. So we could look over it and see how we would figure it out. I just would not have them back. I would have, the infatuation with Jazz Chisholm, to me, is a problem. Volpe, the same thing, but I don't know if there's an infatuation that there is with Jazz. Because what are we all, like, enamored by the power from Jazz? Okay, great. We've seen plenty of guys who get it with power. Like, Gleyber Torres is a more well-rounded offensive player than Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, so, I agree with that.
So, like, what are we doing here? Jazz, I think, was highly overrated. I like the athleticism, the attitude, could be fun, different type personality. Mm-hmm. You can't have that many empty at-bats, though.
But you have to, I agree, but you have to wonder, like, what is the organizational philosophy? And listen, this is something we've talked a lot about. And Jazz was never like a 290 hitter with the Marlins. Right. He was a pretty low on face guy. Yeah. Okay. And I wonder, because when he first came here, he did not look, from an approach perspective, like he looks now. I mean, he's up there swinging like he's Babe Ruth with one leg, by Griffey, really, with one arm, trying to go top tank at Yankee Stadium.
Short porch, you think, ruined him?
I don't...
Or the early... The early, because when he first got here, all it was boom, 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 big home run after big home run. Mm-hmm.
But he also stole a lot of bases when he got here, too, and he was playing out of position. It's just a very, very confounding start to his season. You know, and last night's a great example. See, again, bases loaded, and I know you're not going to get ahead every single time up. I understand that, but this is an approach thing, and I tweeted this last night. And I know I'm not a hitting coach, but just look at what I tweeted. I took a freeze frame of Volpe rolling it over to shortstop. And, you know, it's an outside, I guess it's a slider, could have been a sweep or whatever, but it's clearly, you know, it's a mile outside off the plate, and he lunges forward, and his butt's in the third base dugout, like he's really fooled, so his ass is already caving, and he's just, like, trying to flick it, and instead of trying to flick it to right field with a little, you know, aggression on a line, he rolls it over. I don't understand. I really don't. And the next time we have Boone on the show, I need this answer. I need to know why they haven't demanded that he, number one, gets closer to the plate. I don't get it. Like, how can you watch at bat after at bat and pitch sequence and after pitch sequence when this is your job? And I know they've got competent people in there. I'm not saying they don't. But when you look at every single pitch that's been thrown to him since the day he entered professional, not even just the majors, professional baseball, and you see how they feed him away, upstairs, up, it's too late, feed him away. And he misses balls by a mile. I feel like almost every time when he makes it out, Sal, he's down to three or four pitches.
Yeah, I mean, just looking over again the lineup, it's the same old thing here with the Yankees. Volpe now, this is year three. We're expecting a lot more from him. and it's been more of the same, maybe even worse than the first couple years. Jazz, he's a strikeout machine. Guy's hitting .173. Yet Dominguez has not been. I know he's had some moments here.
He's been very good as a lefty. The righty numbers, he's actually like he's hitting .315
right,
as a lefty.
Right, but think about it. Overall, the guy's a bottom of the order hitter, and even at that, he's still not reliable. At least
I trust him more than Jazz right now.
Okay, yeah, fair
and
enough.
Volpe.
Fair enough, but still, Dominguez he's not Mickey Mantle, who we thought. Oh, look at these 8 games. All this guy does hit Omar. Like, he's nowhere near that impact type bat. Remember, too, coming in the year, we talked about him being potentially the leadoff hitter. Wells has not taken that step that we thought. Really, the Yanks, outside of Grisham and Rice, we know what Judge does, and Goldschmidt, it's yep. a 2 or 3-man show here for the Yankees.
It is. It really is. Now, Max Fried is 5-0 with a...
Bellinger's been awful. Sorry, BT. Yeah. Bellinger has been awful as well. He gets overlooked.
He's been awful. I thought he was going to get going last night. He had a little hit and run, kind of went down and got it and ripped a single to right field. Judge went to third base. I'm like, all right, here we go. But again, there's just... I know, just from doing this forever and having tried to play baseball for a long time, it is hard, man. And if there's anything that we oversimplify on sports radio, more than anything, more than a kicker missing a kick or a quarterback not seeing something in the secondary or the Mikal Bridges missing 2 or 3 threes in a row, we really gloss over how hard it is to hit. Well, I mean, it is freaking hard. It's getting harder by the year. Guys are throwing harder. It's just tough. But that doesn't mean you can't refine your approach. I can accept diminished results if you change something. Volpe is doing... Now, I know that if the Yankees hear this, they would say, no, we've changed this, we've changed that. Okay, fine. The leg kick, couple of things. Initially, his front foot was too out. Now they try to close him off, but now he's back to being open. But there's not enough correction before the pitch even comes to give him a chance to be the kind of hitter that I thought he could be. Now, he is talented enough where he'll fool us a little bit, Sal. He'll go on a couple of streaks, yep. hit a couple of cheap home runs the other way, bang a couple of doubles, steal a couple of bases, elite athlete. He runs a 6'5", 60, whatever it is. But night to night, it's just going to be, you're going to be fooled because he doesn't, his approach will not allow him to be good for a long time. It's that simple.
BT, it's Al on the Fan, 888-808-1019, talking both Mets and Yankees. Started the show with the Mets, obviously. Chris is on Long Island. What's up, Chris?
Hey, BT and Sal, how you doing, boys?
Good, Chris. What's up?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I agree with you 100%, Sal. I don't know how any Met fan could be happy watching this guy. Now, granted, he is coming around. He's not hitting his double plays and killing us. But do you see, like you say, Nimmo hit the grand slam. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even stand by the plate with the other guys. He goes by like where the on-deck circle is and waits for him to come over. Never see him in the dugout smiling. It's just like, what's he doing out there?
I think that's part
of the frustration part, too,
I think too many people, Chris, and thank you for the call. See, that's where I'm going to draw the line, BT. I think too many people are making too much of Soto's body language with the teammates and the club. Like, I've seen him having fun in the dugout. You talked about it where he didn't celebrate a home run.
I remember that a couple weeks ago.
I never, just watching it in real time, I didn't have an issue. My only issue with the body language is the lack of Soto shuffles. Mm-hmm. And that type of look that he had the first week of the year in Houston, he had it. Or even after that, because I remember tweeting out the emoji, you and I were talking about that.
Yeah.
When he struck out, he was like nodding at the pitcher, like, all right, you got me this time, but I'll get you next time.
To get a little heart emoji. I think he had a little heart emoji in there, if I recall.
Yeah, the heart emoji. Right.
Blue and orange hearts, I think.
Yeah, right. I love the guy. Right. And that has dissipated. That Soto confidence, the guy that I love.
It'll be back. It'll be back.
It will. But that to me is the only, I'm not saying like he's not having fun with the teammates. He's not smiling. He doesn't want to celebrate. I haven't even honestly noticed that. Maybe it's just me not paying enough attention to it.
Yep.
But usually I've watched a million games. I would be observe.
It would jump out to you.
Yeah.
Full transparency. There are people who are trying to make create this narrative that he's not necessarily happy. We heard that early on. There was a couple of reports. We talked about that.
Yeah.
I don't feed into that. I think he's just trying to get acclimated to a new home. Now, same. He was only in the Bronx for 1 year, and he got acclimated quicker than he has so far this year. But I wasn't looking for something that I could jack up and hijack and make it something that is probably not. But I did notice just organically watching the Mets and obviously watching the Yanks with Soto last year, like the celebrations. Yeah. Okay, well, not a big deal. He's not celebrating this year. Maybe the Mets don't choreograph their home run trots or celebrate like the Yankees did. But there was something yesterday I saw in the dugout. Remember when they did the whole OMG thing with Chaney a year ago? Nimmo goes yard granny. and it's four guys. And like Soto, he took the picture, he did whatever he did. He very quickly left and he didn't look very happy. Again, I think that's unfair to read body language. Knowing him as a baseball, so not knowing him personally, but as a baseball savant, he's probably already processed. He's like, I want to go back and look at my iPad and see what the hell I have. I want to look at some. He's probably thinking baseball, but it does seem a little less joyful. I'm not going to drop that at his doorstep fully. It's an observation that may or may not be true, but more and more people are starting to say that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not disagreeing that. I don't think Juan Soto is having as much fun this year, but I think it's a correlation of his numbers, his early season struggles. I don't think it's because he left the Yankees and maybe he's trying to get acclimated with the contract, new home, all those different things, but you can see it. He's not even having as much fun as he did the first week of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's dissipated now. So maybe start to come back up a little bit.